deep hurting again, episode 4. We're recording in my office this time, so it's going to be really echoey, and you might hear things like drop on a desk like this.
Use your imagination as to what that was. It was a Con Air hairbrush.
This week we watched High Speed GC.
GC.
But before that, I got Marvel vs. Capcom 3, and I suck horribly at it.
It's still a beautiful game to watch. Love it. Getting butt and taking names.
Yeah, I stayed up like 3 in the morning watching one of the tournaments.
What was that, Level Up?
Yeah, Level Up's Wednesday night fights.
Gosh.
This is ridiculous. Justin Long just killed everyone with Wolverine and...
Wolverine, Akuma, and Storm. Storm still is good. Sentinel's still good, and it's fun to see Wolverine actually start kicking some more ass in this edition.
Yeah, but that's just for now. Once everyone gets their things figured out, then it's going to be like the same boring, like, 3 people. Or
over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. I really liked the... Who was the guy that was doing Morgan, X-23, and what else was he playing as?
Tron.
Tron, yeah.
Yeah, it was Clunky D.
God, that was good. I liked watching him.
Yeah, but then that flow guy had... Hagar doing ridiculous combos, which
pipe,
I tried. Pipe everywhere.
Not too bad. Yeah. I'm glad to see Hagar do well. I mean, he is the mayor. He should do
He's
well.
The mayor of Earth.
of Earth, Japan, Metro City, America.
When you watch him in a tournament, they're like, Mike Hagar, mayor of Earth.
That's why Galactus doesn't stand a chance. Yeah. I don't mean to make any spoilers there, but I think most of us know who the boss is by this point.
So what else have you been watching?
Oh, gosh. I've watched Mr. Sense Theater 3000 Attack of the Giant Leeches. It was a fine movie. It really represents the swamp people of America very well. It is in Florida. I thought it might have been Louisiana until they said, I'm the biggest man in the county. And I was like, oh, it's not Louisiana.
Florida.
It's Florida. In case you don't know, Louisiana has parishes because we're backwards like that.
We're Catholic.
Yeah,
if we're a Baptist, then we'd be backwards.
That's right.
Take that.
But which Baptists? There's like 37,000
different Baptists. The ones that think that dinosaurs were around with people.
And a lot of denominations believe that. A lot.
Yeah, the fundamentalists.
Oh, I did find out that there's about over 30,000 different denominations of Christianity.
Cool.
I didn't know that. That was amazing to me. That was a weird fact.
Well, everyone, your mom has a new one every day.
I know. I mean, I think I'll go make a couple tomorrow. It'll be fun. But anyway... what else? I've been...
I read Clockwork Orange.
Oh, how was that?
It was fun. It was like the international UK version.
Uh-huh.
And the best part was the introduction part, because the writer wrote about it, afterwards. Going at the New York publishers, and Kubrick didn't like chapter 21. They felt it sold out the story. Because in the end, Alex is like, he's like a violent asshole.
Yeah.
Then gets deprogrammed. I mean, then gets like brainwashed. Then they unbrainwash him, so he's violent again.
And then,
but then, like it ends with him getting unbrainwashed in the movie and then the American edition of the book. His original story was chapter 21, and he's, like, hanging out with his new group of thugs. And he's like, oh, I'm bored. And then he meets, like, one of his old friends who got married. And he's like, I want to have a kid. And he's...
But that's what I liked about that ending. Like, in that part of Clockwork Orange, it was like, I'm adult now. I'm done. I'm not a kid anymore.
Yeah, it's like that Nirvana song, Teenage Angst Has Paid Off Well, Now I'm Bored and Old.
Yeah, exactly. It's interesting to see, like, I mean, I love that ending. I don't think it's sold out because it just shows you how, like, insane their lifestyle was and how insane they are. Mm-hmm. Because it's just like, oh, I'm done.
Yeah, circle of life.
Yeah, it's kind of like when you see those soldiers coming back from war, it's like, oh, I think I'll be a farmer now or something like that. You know, it's like, how many people did you kill? 4,000. I burned them all. Killed their families. Burned their houses to the ground. I laughed about it. But I decided to have a family of my own.
Like, the best story arc of the whole thing is that he finds this writer who's writing the book, A Clockwork Orange. He beats the guy down, rips up his manuscripts, rapes his wife. Mm-hmm. Like, him and his 3 friends rape the wife.
Yeah.
Then, years later, he goes to jail, is brainwashed, and he comes back after getting beat up by the police because he can't fight back because he's brainwashed.
Yeah.
And then the same writer takes him in, didn't recognize him because he didn't have a mask on or some crap.
Yeah,
And then he just, he's like, oh, you're my friend. And then, like, slowly but surely, he's figuring out that he was the guy who raped his wife. And by then, the political guys took him away. Mm-hmm. But, like, after the government takes him back and reconditions him, they're like, here, sign this and say those people were using you. And so he's like, yeah, fuck those people. So he rapes the guy's wife. The wife kills herself. The guy saves his life. Then he sells him out in the end. It's like, wow, what a dick. But in the writer's introduction, he says the whole point of the book was to explore, like, language and slang. Because the thing's all, like, weird, this weird, like, British slang, but it's, like, in the future kind of tongue. So it's kind of like, yeah, that...
Like, the old in and
like,
out.
The old in and out, and, like, that was all horror show.
Yeah, the ultra violence.
Yeah, and some out. Of the ultra violence in the in and out. Like, there's one scene where he brings in, like, these 10-year-old girls and, like, plays their pop music, like, yeah, this is great. And he starts playing, like, Beethoven. Like right? Beethoven.
Yeah.
Then he attacks them. Like, I don't know if he attacks them or rapes them or what.
Have you seen the movie?
No, I haven't seen the movie. I've seen parts of the movie.
You'll see the movie. Okay.
I've seen parts of the movie.
Which is, yeah, but I do like the, I like the chapter 21 ending better than the Kubrick and the American edition one. Because it made the book feel like more insane or something like that. It was, I don't know.
Yeah, Akuma Matata or some crap. You know, the circle of life. Akuma Matata, no worries. Whatever.
No worries, whatever. We know this.
Ripped off Tezuka, man.
But let's see, what else am I doing? I've been playing Professor Layton, the DS game. Very happy about that. That's a little puzzle game. Makes you feel kind of smart when you don't use any of the hints. And it's not too bad. I think it'd make a really cool Call of Cthulhu game. Like, you could do a Call of Cthulhu puzzle game. So you don't really fight anything, because I don't understand how anything fights Cthulhu creatures. Because, you know, they're otherworldly and stuff. But you could out-trick them.
Yeah. The key is not to go insane.
Yeah, don't look at them. Don't look at them. That's it. If you ever play Call of Cthulhu, don't look. If they say, there's a dark room, do you want to go in? You say no. And you catch that room on fire. Right. You just burn the whole building down. That's it. The end. The cultists burn flames like they should.
Yeah, in case you ever you're not noticing, this is way more interesting to talk about random shit than High Speed JC.
JC.
I don't know what the hell name that is.
I think it's supposed to be Jesse or Juicy.
Juicy Jesse.
Juicy Jesse.
There's little nuggets of joy in it. There's, like, funny scenes. Oh, like,
there's magic. The priest dude, like, he has a gun with pain bullets and it kills.
It does something to your nervous system. They don't explain it until, like, episode 3.
Does it kill them? Like, doesn't it, like, completely shock their nervous system until they just die or pass out?
Well, it looks like they're about to explode, like, in Fist of the North Star, but it just seems like they just makes their muscles spaz out for a little bit. So maybe they get a massage and they're better.
I don't know. They look pretty beat up after they get hit by
Well, the show begins with, like, these soldiers attacking some shadowy figures and dying. And then it cuts to the credits, and then it cuts to some girl getting attacked by thugs.
Not attacked. She's running away from them and their, I don't know, it looks like a Buick.
I guess it's Alex and his droogs or whatever.
Yeah, they're like, hello, alternate. And they pull out.
Let's get a little bit of in and out.
And then the girl finally gives in to her attackers, at which point
super techno priest comes out like, hey, what's up?
And he starts doing all sorts of biblical stuff. I mean, it really reminds me of Pulp Fiction with the like, I just say this stuff to scare him.
Wolfwood guy from Trigun.
Yeah, he starts saying things and they're like, what? And then they're like, oh no, it's a priest and he has a gun.
Well, yeah, they go to attack and he pulls a little bitty nothing gold gun, shoots him. It's like,
It'll
Ken Shiro just punched them, and like their arms are bulging, like, and they fall down. And then some other guy's about to shoot the priest guy, and then, like, this guy out of nowhere just runs up and punches him, like the Flash.
No, he has celerity. It's vampire.
Yeah, it's celerity. And that's when I realized High Speed JC is not about a race car. It's that JC's fast.
And that, like, in the opening, it looks like he's a track star guy.
Yeah,
but
he has, like, a metal shoulder pad.
Yeah, but the thing is, I've never seen him. In the 3 episodes we saw, he never did a track meet. He was just, like, wearing, like, a speed suit or a onesie, and he'd go around, like, running quickly and beating the shit out of people before they realize what happened.
Yeah, and this show is so awesome that there's no credits for it. Like, you go on all the websites, Wikipedia, A&M, there's no director credit. It's just the music's by Ken Wakakuza, and then character design, Haruhiko Mikimoto, who's awesome. He did Macross, Gunbuster.
I will say this show does look very good.
Yeah, like, the characters are great. It's like, it looks really nice. It's decently animated. Well, it's OAV from the 80s.
Late 80s, early 90s. And
yeah, so the cocaine's still in effect.
But you can see that they're getting more, like, of a structured style. But, I mean, everything's pretty good. I'd say, like, the costume designs are a little Final Fantasy, over-the-top belt buckle zippers for no reason type thing.
Yeah, but it's, like, also the future shit. And then...
When I look at clothing from, like, a history standpoint, they just seem to get less and less complicated as a society advances. But whatever. But, you know, I guess in Japan, it just gets more and more complicated. Like, soon I'll have belt buckles around my eyes, and I'll have earrings the size of tires that my arms fit through, and it just, I look good.
It's like, I'm the Michelin man. You throw tires at people.
And then I turn into a car that flies. Oh, by the way, all the cars in the show fly because they have stuptanium that allows anything to happen. It's an energy source. It's pretty amazing. But anyway, this show is...
It's done by Studio Pierrot.
They did a good job with the look and the, I guess, feel of it. It just doesn't seem like I have any reason to care about these people.
Yeah, it's only 12 episodes. Only 3 were put out by some fan summer guy.
I was amazed he did that.
The thing is with JC is, like, all through the 90s and early 2000s, there was, like, a ton of Haruhiko Mikimoto art books at the conventions because people were like, ooh, Macross. And then they'd have, like, the Orgus art books as well. And then I think it was, like, a Mikimoto collection, which had, like, Macross, Orgus.
High-speed JC.
And high-speed JC. And everyone was like, what the fuck is this? And I guess the few, like, people who've seen it's like, oh, don't worry. It's okay.
You don't have to worry about that. It's kind of like, it's like that time I stayed up all night watching Macross 2, the movie, and I just regretted every moment of that. God.
There's a degree of, like, nostalgia with me and that. But...
I know, but I mean, but, I'm so disappointed.
Actually, I think the best part about that was the previews for, like, Mermaid Scar with little kids.
Oh, I love that. That's, like, the best commercial.
Yeah, it's better than the actual thing itself, I think.
It's like there's a part in it where some guy's like, this little kid, like, creeping him out, and the guy's like, I don't know what to do. So he pins the kid on the ground, and the kid casually brings his arm out and then pokes his eye out. And then it's like.
And then while the guy's. Or is it a girl who's doing it?
I think he does it to a guy. He might.
Yeah, and then while the person's writhing on the floor, he, like, looks at the blood off his finger, and it's like.
I don't know what's going on, but it's one of those things I didn't want to see it because I knew that it was not good, and nothing could be equal to that moment of just that one scene.
It could be like watching Doom Megalopolis. And, it's like, wow, the guy's fucking his sister. And
I don't know.
It's the end days, whatever. He's a flying communist.
Damn flying communist. But, again, this show is not that great.
There's aspects, but it's like they don't explain anything. And it's not in, like, the way of, like, how some shows don't explain things, but then it's revealed throughout the story, and it's like, oh, that's great. Like a good novel or something.
No, it's like,
with this, it's like they don't explain it, and then, like, later on they go, oh, by the way.
Imagine, like, there's a guy wearing, like, a wife beater the entire time. And he gets shot in the chest, and a character laughs and goes, he was wearing a bulletproof vest the whole time. Or, oh, he's immune to bullets. Like, they just say shit like that. And it's like, really? Or, like, you know, they'll be flying in a car and they shoot a rocket at it. And they'll be like, ha-ha, this car's immune to rockets. I mean, it just stuff like that happens. Or they'll just... Mm-hmm. It's like watching it's like having a childhood argument at which superhero is better or something like that. It's just...
Well, I'm a mixture of, like, Hercules, the Hulk, and Thor.
I'm like Batman and Spider-Man. You can't beat me. I'm everything.
But the Hulk.
No.
And Batman. Hercules.
If you give me a couple minutes as Batman, I could beat anybody.
Duh. Give me ample time to prepare. I'll be like Usopp in One Piece.
Duh. Nothing can defeat me. I'm Batman, Spider-Man. I can sense it coming.
I can sense it coming, and I know science.
And I know the stuff.
And I can be a detective, and I'll solve your murder.
I'll solve.
Which I committed.
I committed.
Then, because Batman would not.
And then when they ask why, you say, I'm Batman, Spider-Man.
I'm Bat Spider-Man.
I'm Bat Spider-Man.
Which is way cooler than Wolverine Spider-Man. I mean, yeah,
yeah,
sure.
That was what, that's what it was.
I mean, Batman, Wolverine. It's like, oh, those good popular edgy characters. Let's make them double edgy.
What was Superman combined with? Oh, well, but anyway.
It was the 90s. I was busy being a loser.
It was a good time.
We were busy playing Vampire the Masquerade. And
Star Wars, the role-playing game. Second edition.
By the way, when you play werewolf or vampire, you don't be an annoying goth kid.
Mm-mm.
You got to make fun of those people.
You have a good time. God, they would get so pissed off at us. Yeah. Remember when Jason made a character that made an entire Walmart vampires?
Remember being that guy Sean, like we locked ourselves in a sewer and he made me an abomination?
Yeah, as a werewolf.
And there's like, I lift up the manhole cover and the GM's like, you're dead. It's like, it doesn't matter, your character's an abomination. Everyone wants him dead, he is dead. Nerd talk.
But anyway, that's how good Jace is.
That's high speed Jace. It's a werewolf game, except not funny.
It's not funny.
Like the best vampire game I was ever in was me and Jason were playing this goth chick's. She was GMing it, and like her and like a little.
They invited me, and I just said no.
And then me and Jason just kind of like, sure, we'll play. So I made a Jedi Knight Malkavian, and Jason made a pyromaniac something.
Malkavian. He always plays a Malkavian.
No, it wasn't a Malkavian.
Really?
That's why it was funny, because we did the fun thing of like, I'm going to take a billion flaws. I have all these extra points, but I'm retarded.
I'm scared of my own shadow.
It's not as good as that, the Legend... what was that stupid samurai game we used to play?
Oh, Legend of the Five Rings.
Yeah, where I took epilepsy.
It made sense because you're Japanese.
Yeah, I'm inbred. And like, any time anything got stressful, I just had a seizure.
That's
so the whole game, everyone was taking care of a seizuring Japanese warrior.
But you were really good at fighting.
Never fought, though. I just had a seizure.
But you could, as long as it wasn't a stressful fight. It defeats the purpose. Oh, gosh.
Anyway, this goth chick is making out with her creepy boyfriend, and me and Jason are like, hey, we'll set this building on fire. That's cool, right? She's like, no, that's not right. And her boyfriend's like talking all sexy to like the prince or some shit. And he's like, and I'm going, I'm strong with the force.
And he's like, oh, hello, Saya. That, you know, that type of talk.
Yeah, and they're like taking turns kissing each other while they're talking. It's like, what?
And that's when Jason caught the building on fire.
Yeah, that's when he caught the building on fire. The cops stopped. There's one scene when a cop stopped me. And I'm like, I moved my hand across. I'm like, I'm using force suggestion. She's like, what? And I put on my character sheet. It's
dominate.
Like, dominate. Yeah, it's like dominate or something.
Dominate level one.
Yeah, I'm like.
Wait. First, before we say that, what is the best... Oh, in Dominate, you can say one-word commands.
Yes.
What is the best one-word...
Masturbate.
It's amazing.
Yeah, and then... Well, that was a game at Marty's house.
You didn't do it in that one?
No, I didn't do it in that one.
Oh,
I didn't
do
it. That was at Marty's house. Like, they were playing a game, I fell asleep. They woke me up, and I go, what? You're in the back of a cop car. I'm like, oh, where's the cop? He's like, it's in the front. I'm like, okay, I'm going to use Dominate, I'm going to masturbate. And so then, so he's like, okay,
his,
the one cop starts masturbating. It's like, cool. And then there's another cop in the front.
He
oh.
Gets...
So I go, help.
So, yeah. That's...
So about 10 minutes later, there's a cop orgy. And then the GM just goes, fuck it. All the vampire, like the prince sends a billion vampires after you to kill everybody. Game over. And I'm like, did I make it out alive? Yes, you did, with the hooker. I'm like, awesome, I live happily ever after. He's like, whatever, dude.
We're not very good at serious vampire games or
any games.
Yeah, sad but true.
Yeah, that's why 7C was funner.
It's all about being a hero. But anyway, that's my favorite.
Yeah, that's what he did from 1997 to about 2000.
Yeah, from 97 to 2000, we played World of Darkness games and Star Wars. And then from probably 2002 to 2005, we probably played 7C.
All the while, as an anime nerd, and everyone's like, we don't want to watch Anime Guy. And I'm like,
I'd watch it.
You watch some things. You're like, some things you would put on is like, no, I don't want to watch this.
Okay, the one where they have the chick with the gun and she reloaded her bullets with her boobs.
Oh, I didn't even make that past an episode. I watched an episode like, that's stupid. And then Caleb got me the first volume of the manga for Christmas to piss me off. I was like, damn you.
What is that called? Beautiful Smile or something like that?
No, no, no. It's Grenadier or something.
Whatever.
It's stupid. But, you know, almost as stupid as High Speed Jason.
No, High Speed Jason is not that stupid.
It's really mediocre. Like, there's aspects that are like, the characters look cool. It's just there's no plot.
You don't care about them. And when they get, like, hurt, you're just like, whatever. Like, okay, there's one scene in JC where there's this corrupt business leader or politician. Now, so this guy is driving in a car, I guess yelling at his people or something like that, at which point some rebels cut him off, kill his people. One of the guys gets in a wreck on his motorcycle, like, you know, like the Secret Service people or whatever. One of them gets in a wreck on his motorcycle and flies into the sky, gone.
You never see him again. Yeah, you're like, what the fuck?
I mean, like, literally, like, his trajectory.
It was straight up like a rocket taking off.
Never seen again.
If this is like Rama 1/2 or something, it'd be perfectly acceptable.
But this is kind of a real place. But so, yeah, they go to try to kill this governor or whatever the heck he is. JC stops them because he's just like, hey, you guys shouldn't kill anybody. And it turns out, you know, they really, really should have killed this guy. But it doesn't matter. And later on, he captures the rebel people because he's like, no one tries to kill me. And so when he captures all the rebel leader is a woman who he molests and then says, I can't wait to see how much money I get for selling you into sex slavery.
Out of the blue, this happens. You're thinking he's like the evil businessman in Transformers or some crap.
Yeah, I mean, like, he's
just a dirty capitalist. And then, like, they capture, like, the leader of the rebellions with her people all around her. Like, his thugs are holding her. And then the first thing he does before he says anything is grabs her tit.
Yeah, I mean, it's like
this. Wobbles her tit awkwardly. It's like, oh, I'm going to sell you for a lot of money. And it's like, what?
Wait. This guy is uber capitalist. We're talking 1850s. Scumbag capitalist.
Oh, he also has a Hitler mustache.
Oh, I mean, in a monocle. Doesn't he have a monocle or something like that?
I can't remember.
Oh,
I remember.
My God. But the bad guys who he works with don't really care about him because he's such a scumbag. So they shoot him. And as he dies, JC and the woman he just molested and said he's going to sell him to slavery go to his side and for some reason pity him. He just molested her and said, I can't wait to see how much money I get for selling you into slavery.
Yeah, JC's hold of like, oh, buddy, don't die.
And then
he goes, get my wallet.
Get my wallet.
It's like,
he's dying.
What? So he hands him a pocket full of
money,
gold.
The girl does, not him. Yeah. The girl who just got molested gathers up the money, the precious money. He's like, he is jonesing for this stuff. And he has the money in his hand. He's like, oh, gold. He starts rubbing it on his cheek ever so gently. And he's like, oh, this is everything. This is, and then dies. And then they get mad that they shot him. And like, oh my God. I mean,
it makes no sense. And then while this is all happening, this big dramatic scene, the bad guys who had the hardest time killing JC, they sit there and watch him like
cradle the scumbag.
Yeah, comfort him, and they don't shoot at him. It's like, I guess it was a transformation sequence. Like, there was like a force field, they couldn't hit him.
But it was like,
I don't know. It made no sense.
I mean, like, the guy was such a scumbag.
Oh, we didn't even talk about a spaceship.
It doesn't. Oh, God.
The stupid spaceship.
Like the butler? Yeah, the flying butler, spaceship organic, laughing.
Yeah, it teleported JC in the...
Okay, there's a big Pac-Man that flies in the sky with wings and a tail. That's the spaceship.
Yeah, and its computer is represented by a butler.
Yeah, because...
I guess that's where XL Saga got Space Butler. I don't know.
But, so Space Butler...
There's a teleporter, like in Star Trek.
But no one else seems to have teleporters but them.
And so they... one of the first scenes, he teleports JC onto the ship, and it's like, okay, let's go find your girlfriend that got kidnapped. And then they go to another planet. JC goes down to the planet by himself. Yeah, they take the priest along. The priest is like, what?
Yeah, the priest that shot the people early on, him and JC seem to have some kind of, have some kind of rivalry.
Or friendship. They don't explain it.
I'm not sure if it's... I don't know what the heck type of chemistry they have, but they just are willing to work together. Because I think they like kicking ass together.
Yeah, but then he goes to the other planet to go save the girl, and he's just like, okay, I'll see you later. And JC leaves the guy on the ship. And the guy's like, I want to leave the ship. And he's like, I can't do that.
He told me not to let you go.
He's like, what? You're kidnapping me.
You're kidnapping me.
So he's like, he's trying to fight the butler on the ship, but the butler's just a hologram. So
But the butler isn't a normal hologram. He appears on the windows and walls.
Yeah, so there's magical mirror on the wall. And so the priest gets pissed off and he punches him. And then he follows through, but he kind of writes himself immediately. He's like...
Yeah, because it's he just decked a window, a spacecraft window, and the priest is just...
The priest is kind of the butler disappears. He goes through him. He's like, oh. He didn't, react. He just shrugs it off.
Yeah, he's like, oh, yeah, I forgot. I was fighting a hologram. Oh.
That seems kind of funny.
Yeah, there's a couple good little scenes like that.
But then JC and his girl, they save the girl. Later on, he beams the guy down, and they save the girl.
Yeah,
and then... The ship doesn't beam them up until 10 minutes later. And it's why didn't you just do that immediately?
Yeah, the moment they saw the girl, they should have been gone. That's it.
He should just flew around the planet. It's oh, there's the girl. Let's beam her up.
Well, no, she was inside. He says he can't look in buildings.
That's stupid. That is so dumb. But they didn't explain it in episode 2. They waited to episode 3 to where he said it in passing.
In passing.
I couldn't see in the building, so I couldn't beam you up. And it's like...
You ask. Why don't you tell us that? Or there's another thing. It turns out that the girl is a construct that the ship made, and yet the ship doesn't have an innate connection to it, a Wi-Fi connection or something to this young girl robot that he made.
Which, by the way, they go, oh, she's a robot, in episode 3 and random at the end.
At the end. Oh, yeah.
Oh, she's a robot. I was like, what? Oh, okay.
Whatever.
Don't hint at it, just make it sense.
They just say it. There's no hints. It's just you think he's, adopted and the girl...
So what else is going on in your life?
Let's see. I've been reading more books. I've been, reading more books. I've been playing more video games. Kirby's Epic Yarn's pretty good. Yeah. It is, the most casual game I've ever played. I mean... I don't think I've ever played more casual.
More casual than solitaire?
Yes. I mean, you can't die. You can't die. And the level is just cute things that move kind of slowly towards you. And then there's big flashing things hit this and you hit that. And there's just music's la, 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 la. You could fall asleep to this game.
This sounds a lot like High Speed JC.
Yeah, I mean, this is High Speed JC. Yeah, I mean, it's just what the...
You know, it looks nice, it's pretty, it's casual. There's nothing really going on. There's no real stress. Yeah. You don't feel like he's going to die. Or if he does die, you go, oh, that's a plot. Cool, look, a plot.
A plot.
But no, he's not dead. No one... dies, but I don't think that's the point.
Yeah. Oh,
God. Nothing happens either. Well, there's an army after him.
Okay. He pissed off an army, basically...
Or a royal court. I don't know why. They don't explain.
I don't know. I know that I think they killed his parents, and so he's pissed off at them, but I have no idea why they're pissed off at him.
I guess because he thwarted their plans previously.
What plans? He gave them everything. Okay, he comes in, they use him to go get some explodium.
Yeah, that was the dumbest thing. They kidnapped a girl so they could blackmail Jason to go find this ore.
So yeah, he's like, okay, I'll do it to save her. So basically, like, and then they, after he finds the ore, he comes back and they're like, we're not going to give her to you.
He's like, well, I'm not going to give you the ore. Which he can't because there's a valley full of it.
There's a valley full of the ore.
It's like, hey, dude, go get me that vein of gold.
But the thing is, he told them how to get it before. He's like, I used a regular gun instead of a laser gun. Don't use a laser gun. That was it.
Instead of telling him, like, it's mirrors.
Whatever. It was mirrors. Whatever. So, they're mad because they didn't hold up their end of the deal to give back his sister girl robot thing. And so when he takes her by force, they get mad at him. And then keep hunting him down.
Like, as soon as they had the girl out, the ship said, oh, that's cool. What's up?
Bloop. Done. But the moment the ship could see them, that was it.
That's what I like about Star Trek. Because, like, as soon as the ship could lock onto somebody, like, they could be in the middle of, like, a discussion with the Klingons or whoever the fuck's trying to kill them, and they go, okay, beam them away.
Yeah, I mean, it was, like, it made, like, perfect sense. Like, they'd be like, oh, no. It's like, and we're going to have to take you, we're going to have to arrest you now. No, you're not. Beam us up. And they're gone. They're gone.
Like, there's episodes where they just beam them anyway.
They'll be like,
oh, we found the captain. Let's beam him away. There we go.
Yeah, he's in the middle of talking or drinking some tea or something. And they're like, yeah. Oh, there he is. Got him. He's like, that was good tea. Why'd you do that to me?
Yeah. Or the episode where the satellite thing shoots Picard in the head and he lives a lifetime.
Oh, that was weird.
I love that episode. It's like Narnia.
I like it. But yeah. Narnia is kind of weird. Have you seen the Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, like original, like BBC cartoon?
I haven't seen the BBC. I have the BBC movies on DVD, and I saw the Disney one. The Disney one wasn't too bad.
No, they did a good job.
They just made Aslan too small. Like, Aslan should be the size of, like, a house.
The cartoon does that. I mean, he is huge. I mean, he is, like, monster truck type size.
He should be a monster truck.
Like, and when,
in the cartoon, make a comic book about Aslan. The Lion, Witch, and the Wardrobe, and Aslan's going to be a monster truck.
That's awesome.
And then the White Witch is going to be the witch from Bugs Bunny.
Oh, weird.
That's like, I'm like, tee. And then I see it already.
The wardrobe will be Bugs Bunny?
No, the wardrobe's just going to be a wardrobe.
Okay, good. High Speed JC is so good.
It's so wonderful because you immediately forget about it and you talk about other things. That's the joy.
That's how good this JC is.
JC.
I think we rambled enough, maybe. Or should we wonder? Yeah. Should we talk about some other things?
I think people left comments on the website.
Did they?
But they didn't show up.
What?
Like, it's set to where I approve the comments. I got an email saying there's two comments on the website. I go to this website to check for two comments to moderate. There's nothing. There's no comments to moderate. That's weird. It's like, what? Maybe it was just a spammer, but
oh no, it
makes no sense. We really need to work on a format.
This is perfect. What are you talking about?
But this isn't a full commute for somebody. They're like halfway to home. They're like, oh, the podcast is over already? Let me fumble around. And they get in a wreck because of us.
Oh, I have been reading H.P. Lovecraft stories. I read Cool Air. And they also have the movie on Netflix. Both are awesome. And then I didn't read it, but I think Dreams of the Witch House. Mm-hmm. At the Witch House.
Is it better than that Call of Cthulhu movie we watched that some fans made?
Oh, that was pretty good. That was black and white awesomeness.
It was made like in 2000, like 5 or some shit.
It was done with black and white. The only thing that they did wrong is they did a little bit of zooming, and they did not have zooming in like the 20s or 30s whenever they did it. They are making a Call of Cthulhu new board game. That's awesome.
Cool.
You like explore a mansion. That's pretty good.
They should make Call of Cthulhu Monopoly.
No. What would you do? I guess you could play as like Narlahotep, Cthulhu, and like Yagasoth. And then you could sit there and you're trying to get the most sanity from like do the most horror to people. And so that's what you do. So like level 1 is like Madman. So, I mean, he doesn't give you that many like points, and then finally you get all the way to the top, and it might be like the president of the United States. Like, you want to make him crazy to like nuke everyone. Get a fun with it.
Instead of going to jail, you just go crazy.
No, no, you go to like Ismoth or no, no, where would you go? Rayla. Yeah, that's where Cthulhu's trapped.
You get the hang of him.
Yeah, you can hang.
Roll doubles. Come on, doubles.
Come on, doubles.
Cthulhu's touching me. I'm starting to think potato.
Cthulhu.
Come on, doubles. And then you just eat the dice because you're crazy at that point.
Yeah, that's
like, you should actually go crazy in person.
In person. You shit yourself and you start licking the walls. And I mean, just go completely buck wild.
And that's how you use LSD for board games.
Yeah. It's all on the die.
Yeah. That high speed JC, though.
That was pretty good stuff.
I miss Mikimoto, but the last thing he did was Titania, and that shit was garbage.
What was Titania?
It was done by the guy who wrote the Legend of the Galactic Heroes novels.
Really?
But it was all.
That was garbage.
Yeah, it was like, let's make this about the Empire and Legend of the Galactic Heroes, which, I don't know, people like Longriham Empire and all that shit. And I'm like, I like the Federation and Yang in them. Those plots are way more interesting.
Well, they did it.
Because they did it democracy perfectly.
Yeah. Democracy is flawed, but at the same time, it allows for change to happen as it follows the will of the people.
Yeah, and I love that they addressed it, because they're like, Reinhardt's doing awesome, but when he dies,
there's going to be a power vacuum.
Yeah, especially after Siegfried died. And it's like, we don't want that Oberstein guy to be in charge.
I love Legend of Galactic Heroes. That's such a wonderful, wonderful show. And
you never finished watching it.
I have not. I saw 10 episodes left.
I need to get the higher quality copies. Okay. And just start over from scratch and watch it. And then we'll just review it for 2 years.
That's a fantastic show. But yeah, I mean, they did such a good job. Like, right now I'm also doing, listen to a podcast about ethics and stuff like that. And it's like I keep thinking of Legend of the Galactic Hero as he's talking between, you know, the Empire having a single rule totalitarianism, although he is a benevolent dictator in Legend of the Galactic Hero. He happens to be a benevolent dictator. It doesn't mean that that's a good thing or it's something that you should...
Yeah, the system doesn't lend itself to it. It's just, right. It's all about who's in charge.
Yeah, I mean, Marcus Aurelius was one of the greatest emperors of Rome. The downside was he still made another person an emperor.
Wasn't it like Nero after him?
Or... No. This is hundreds of years later.
Oh, okay.
We're talking, there was during that time period where they would make a person an emperor after they died.
Yeah, before they did succession.
Yeah, well, they did succession early on. This is late Rome, like middle to late Rome.
Oh, okay.
Marcus Aurelius. I think maybe 200, maybe. Mm-hmm.
I love that we're talking about the Roman Empire instead of reviewing High Speed Chase.
Yeah, because it was so good. You guys should all watch it.
You should all watch that 3 episodes that some guy fan subbed and put on Mega Upload. That should have been the first clue right there. It's like, oh, there's no torrents for it? Oh, it's a Mega Upload. Awesome. But I'm glad the fansub community is starting to catch on with fansub older shows.
Yeah, and he did a good job by not doing all that crazy karaoke bullshit at the beginning.
Yeah, because they're all old school. They're like, oh, this is how subtitles used to be.
That is nice. The fansubber did a really good job, and I don't know who it was, but they did it.
That's what fansubbers need to be now. Everything's simulcast. Everything's released for the most part. It's the odd old shows that are never going to be put out here on DVD that they should release. God. Even if it's bad, just put it out there so you can watch it by accident.
I want to watch Brother and Dear Brother.
I'm trying to remember who. I think
Gretchen has it.
Yeah, so she has it on VHS.
I know. I don't care. That was an awesome show.
Yeah, that's 70s shows. The most manly, girly shows you'll ever watch.
God, they're amazing.
Yeah, I gotta make you watch Aim for the Ace.
Oh, that is awesome, too. I'll watch
yeah,
that.
Yeah, Brutal Pain. We'll just watch the movie, because you don't need to watch the TV series. The movie covers everything.
Okay, I'm happy with that.
And then you go, oh, look, it's episode 1 of Gunbuster. Like, everyone watches it.
That's what Gunbuster episode 1 is?
Yeah, it's Aim for the Ace.
Okay, good deal. Gunbuster's good, too. Yeah, High Speed JC.
Maybe if they do more episodes, we'll see a plot. I doubt it.
I don't think so. It,
but it's... I would be able to sit there and watch it. Cause
Because
I've sat through worse. I watched all of He Is My Master, and that was horrible. I'm a horrible person for watching that. Oh, God. Fucking guy next to some moe shit.
I tried watching. Oh, yeah, I liked His and Her Circumstances, and then they lost funding. I didn't see Gunbuster 2. Is that worth...
It's divided. Some people like it. I've watched like the first three episodes. One day I'll watch it all.
What other Gynex stuff? Oh, Panties and Stockings. That's pretty good.
Yeah, Panties and Stockings with Garter Belt.
Garter Belt?
With a Garter Belt. Garter Belt's a priest.
Oh, okay. That's the name of the show?
Yeah, that's the full title of the show. Oh, okay. Panties and Stockings with Garter Belt.
I didn't know that. Pretty good. I can't read Japanese, so...
It's written all in English.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
The title cards are.
Okay. It's like South Park anime style.
Without the cutting political social commentary. Just more like dick and fart jokes.
But that's because South Park can make an episode in a weekend.
Look, we're topical. Who's Saddam Hussein sodomizing Satan? Andy Stockham just has like shit monsters and booger monsters. And zombies being killed by sex toys.
Holy sex toys.
And then an art project film episode. No, there was like an episode where it was like three shorts called Chuck to the Future 1, 2, and 3. It had nothing to do with Back to the Future, but it focused on a little dog sidekick that looks like Gurr but is retardeder.
Well, yeah, because Gurr like, you can talk to.
Well, if you had like hot dogs, God, this has nothing to do with JC.
No, why?
We're doing a disservice to High Speed JC here.
No, we're not. We're helping it.
Yes, go download it.
We piqued your interest with Mega Upload.
I saw, I think it's on YouTube. Do that. Just search that around. I'm not going to give links to fan summers so I can get sued 1,337 times. I was so grateful I wasn't on that list.
What list? What happened?
Oh, Funimation filed a lawsuit against people who are fan subbing One Piece. But it was the group that actually fan subbed it, not the people who ripped the subs from Funimation's website and then just post it. I would think you go after those guys more so than the guys who like got the Ross for Japan.
You're talking about businessmen. They don't know what the hell's going on.
Well, Funimation's run by like nerds though, so they know. Most of the anime companies run by people who used to be fans until like their job drew the joy of life in anime out of them. Yeah, that's why I'm not going to be in the anime industry ever.
I'll do it. I was in the comic book industry. That.
Working in a comic book store when you're 16 is not the industry.
It's the industry.
Well, it technically is.
It is. It's just like,
whatever. I had to deal with Diamond. Ruined my soul.
I didn't. They're like, here, look at this paperwork. I'm like, this sucks. I thought comics were cool.
Man, when are those Captain Tyler tapes coming in? Oh, a couple of months. It's Diamond.
Oh, no. No, Diamond. I'd be like, hey, guys, I think we should get more manga. That seems to be pretty popular now.
We tried it already. It failed. But me and Guy would buy them all. Too bad.
And then, Books a Million got manga, and they sold bucket loads.
That was the Tokyopop boom years.
Oh, good times.
Which is ending now that Borders closed. See, look, we did news. Borders closed.
Borders? Oh, no.
Well, a lot of the manga publishers sold through them. And so now... This is like Sam Goody and Suncoast closing when its bubble popped.
The thing is, they're not closing all the stores. They're closing 200 of them.
All the ones around here.
Are they going to close the one on St. Charles?
Yeah, they're closing that one down.
Really? That was expensive. I can't believe they did that.
Yep, and they used a bunch of GoZone funds to fund it. So, you know, instead of like rebuilding
Barnes & Noble by it. It used to be this awesome funeral home. And then after Katrina, it was just sitting there, and I guess Borders thought it'd be a good idea to buy it and convert an old funeral home into a bookstore.
Yeah, a lot of the uptown people and the like support your local bookseller people got pissed off about it. Which, by the way, we live in New Orleans, in case y'all didn't know. Yeah, so,
Octavia Books is still there. That's the local store.
Yeah, and then there's the one that their logo is Fight the Stupids. Was it Maple Street Books? Yeah. And then there's that one next to Hans and the Snooblers.
That's a used one, though.
Yeah, but...
It's still a bookstore.
Still a bookstore. People should buy books. Mm-hmm. I don't.
I have. I've been doing pretty good.
I just do audiobooks because my eye problems from when I was a kid. I could read books. It just takes about 5 months. Whereas audiobooks, like, I'll just do it while I'm working out.
No, I'm still doing the Selfish Gene and Some Mistakes of Moses.
I'm starting Starship Troopers, and then I'm going to start... and then I'm going to do the Bible.
Don't do the Bible.
Why?
God.
I want to win debates with people.
I sent you the thing that the Skeptics Annotated Bible .com, I think. They have a complete annotated Bible... Where you can see, like, basically there's, like, on the side of it that you can click on what's good, what's bad in the Bible. like things that are bad, mm-hmm. like, you know, killing babies. What's good, you know, helping people, helping sending, the sick, and
sending
stuff like
your
that.
Daughters out so they can get raped to death.
Yeah, that's not good. No, but I will say that wasn't ordained by God. I'll give them that.
This word?
No, it was the father. It was ordained by their father.
Hey, I gotta protect these strangers. You go out and fuck the angry mob.
Yeah. God, Sodom and Gomorrah. But yeah, then there's the section of just pure contradictions. And that's fun. But I mean, like, but again, if you read the Bible, once you get to Numbers, Leviticus and stuff like that, it's just like, oh my God.
Oh, I can never make it through Genesis. It's like, oh, this guy had this guy and this guy and this guy.
But yeah, it's tough to read. Then there's the Book of Mormon and the Quran. And that's fun.
I wouldn't summarize it.
Oh, the Book of Mormon is fantastic to read. I suggest that's real fun. I mean, you know, the 3 days Jesus was gone. In case you're I'm not Mormons, I'm sorry. You guys have a really cool, good way of life, but that book is weird. I mean, Jesus, there's 3 days being gone, then was in the Americas. No, God. Yes.
Mormon Jesus.
Oh, Mormon, no.
Mormon Jesus. Mormon Jesus.
Okay, that was pretty funny. I hope that picked up on the mic.
It's an interesting read if you like theology and reading ethic books and stuff like that, like me.
Oh, yeah, the Iliad and Odyssey, those are fun.
Iliad and the Odyssey. Oh, the Iliad Odyssey.
The Iliad and the Odyssey.
I read the goddamn Aeneas and... Aeneid? Yeah.
Yeah, the Aeneid, where the Romans are like, Ulysses is a bastard, fuck that dude.
And it's like, no, what the heck?
And he minded Odysseus, man, he's my boy.
Yeah, but then, did you read that one too?
We read part of the Aeneid.
The Aeneid,
but
is...
like Wade was all like, fucking Romans, they didn't like Odysseus, because he was, because the Romans thought they were descended from the Trojans. I mean,
correct.
From
Troy.
From Troy, yeah.
And so they don't like Odysseus and Achilles and Agamemnon and...
Even though they ripped off their religion. Romulus and Remus.
Whatever. But, yeah. That time.
And that was our high-speed JC review.
JC. Have a good day. But yeah, don't read the Aeneid. It's not that good.
So check out our website, deepherding.com. Tweet us.
Twat?
Twat us. Yes, we're going to use twat because it's funnier. Yeah, twat me at Super Deformed.
And me at Babo the Magic One.
And twat the podcast at deep_hurting.
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking of opening F1 on Board Game Geek so that I can review video games, movies, board games, and stuff like that, too.
Also, Mike Nelson, Trace Burrow, Frank Conniff, Joel Hodson, the other people I can't remember. Don't sue us for using your joke. It's just a podcast. If we get really rich, we'll pay you royalties, but...
Until then,
you know, just...
Intellectual property, whatever.
It's like, yeah, we're fans of the show.
We love you guys. I mean, seriously. The movies are great.
I'd give you a hand job.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't. You wouldn't want me to. You know. Like hands.
Yeah. That's just not as much fun as you think.
It's like sandpaper. Not really.
But yes, Deep Hurting.
Deep Hurting out. Time.